Clean images so key to Google's success. Why take mail risk? May 6, 2004, page B1. Truckloads of ink and gigabytes of internet space are being devoted these days to discussing the merits of Google, the web's leading search engine. Most of these articles aren't focusing on how Google functions for its users, but on its value as an investment in light of the company's announcement last week that it is going public. I don't give stock tips, and I have no idea whether investing in Google is a good idea. But I want to focus for a few moments here on why Google's stock offering is a big deal. In the first place, it's because the company has created a service that works brilliantly for consumers. Google's initial success was built on its breakthrough search technology, which produces more useful search results much more quickly than anyone else. Some analysts believe that edge is waning or is gone. I still think Google is the best, but in any case, there's another secret to Google's success: honesty. Of all the major search engines, Google is the only one that's truly, scrupulously honest. It's the only one that doesn't rig its search results in some manner to make money. You may or may not like Google's search results. You may disagree with its search methods. But with Google, the search results you see are strictly those that its search methodology yields. By contrast, at major competitors like Yahoo and Microsoft's MSN, the first search results you see are there, at least in part, because companies paid to place them there. Google makes money in a traditional way that users understand. It sells ads. These ads are clearly labeled and easily distinguished from the real, unbiased search results. They are triggered by whatever search term a user enters, and they run down the side of the page, and, occasionally, across the top. The ones across the top are shaded in color, just to make extra sure nobody confuses them with search results. The separation of advertising and editorial content is the same one that has been used for a couple of hundred years in newspapers and magazines. People get the distinction. Contrast that with Yahoo and MSN, Google's biggest competitors. In addition to ads down the side of the page, Yahoo places paid search listings at the top and bottom of its results, in a format that looks exactly like real results. These paid listings are labeled as sponsor results, but I suspect many users don't grasp the difference. And on a small screen, you would have to scroll in many cases to see the unsponsored listings, so it's easier to just click on a sponsored link. Even Yahoo's real, unsponsored results are rigged to some extent. That's because Yahoo sells companies the right to be included in its searches, something Google never does. MSN also supplements ads down the side of the page with paid search listings that appear before its real results in many, but not all, cases. These are called featured sites, which sounds innocent enough. But they include paid entries. I'm all for advertising. Advertising pays my salary, and it can be helpful and interesting to consumers. But I'm against advertising that is too easily confused with editorial content. If Yahoo's system applied to newspapers, there would be paid news stories in the paper that looked just like real stories, but were even more prominent than the real stories. But Google is risking its reputation for honesty and for putting their user first with a new email service it is currently developing, called Gmail. The Gmail service, which I've been testing, offers users free mail, with a massive storage limit of 1 gigabyte, far more than any competitor provides. There's a catch, however. Google intends to run ads down the side of the email messages in Gmail, just like it does in its search results. And, just as on the search pages, the Gmail ads will be triggered by keywords, in the body of the text in this case, the text of your email. So if I get an email that refers to, say, a kind of product, I might get an ad for a store that sells that product. The problem here isn't confusion between ads and editorial content. It's that Google is scanning your private email to locate the keywords that generate the ads. This seems like an invasion of privacy. Google notes its scanning will be done by computers, and that these machines can't understand the emails, and are just looking for specific terms. And the company notes that nearly every email anybody receives is already scanned by computers looking for spam or viruses. These are logical points, but the proposed system is still a little creepy, and it has the potential for big problems if the content scanning were ever misused by Google. Google might also be forced to use such content scanning in the service of government subpoenas or court orders that might apply to a year's worth of its customers' emails. So I'm calling on Google to preserve its sterling reputation for honesty and customer focus by offering an alternative form of the new Gmail service. The company should offer Gmail accounts without the ads and without the scanning for a modest annual fee. That would put the choice where Google has always placed it, in the hands of its users.